As Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, strives to deport more immigrants, it is increasing its surveillance tools. Critics warn these new technologies can violate privacy and civil liberties. NPR's Jude Joffe Block joins us now. Jude, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
What are some of the tools that ICE agents are using these days?
Well, they've got new contracts to monitor social media and help find people's locations.
You want to overrun us and poison us and take our families and kill us?
ICE has also revived a contract with a company called Paragon Solutions, which is known for making spyware that can hack into cell phones.
We're all gonna die!
But one big thing that's new is an app ICE and Border Patrol agents have in the field. Social media videos show they're using it to scan people's faces during encounters on the street.
No way! Are you an idiot?
In an attempt to identify them and figure out if they're deportable.
Jude, how does this app work?
Well, there's still a lot that's unknown, but one of these videos that was first reported by 404 Media was shot outside of Chicago, and you see Border Patrol agents approaching two young people.
If you just tell me that you were born here and give me an ID, you'll be good.
The young man filming the encounter says he doesn't have ID, and then the agent turns to his colleague and asks,
Can you do facial?
He says, and his colleague pulls out his phone and holds it up and appears to scan his face, though it's possible he took a photo. The video was posted by someone claiming to be the cousin of one of the boys who was stopped. The poster didn't respond to a request about the post, but NPR was able to verify exactly where it was taken. We did get a statement from ICE, and they didn't answer questions about this app, but said, nothing new here. For years, law enforcement across the nation has leveraged technological innovations to fight crime.